bound for South Australia, 27th of November to the 3rd of December, 1836. The week began with Dr. Woodford's birthday, no doubt a contrast with previous celebrations in an English winter. My birthday. Piping hot. I accompanied Captain Light and Mr. Finnis on a walk up to the hills after dinner and finished the evening at the hut of the surveyors, with which I was invited to take tea and cake, the latter made and sent by Mrs. Lisson. The colonists had a taste of how dramatic and dangerous a bushfire could be in the dry, hot conditions. As Robert Goodger recorded in his diary, I have now seen what I have so heard and read of, a country on fire. The fire was lighted by order of Mr. Kingston that he might with greater readiness survey to the north and east. The wind blowing strongly, the fire rapidly spread in the direction of the wind, being chiefly supported by dry grass of a most luxuriant growth, but occasionally lighting upon an old gum tree, a fallen branch of which acted as conductor to its parent stock. When this happened, the fire, which at other times remained at a height nearly equable, burst up in a thick volume and looked like a blazing town until its branches fell away with a loud crack. As the colonists began settling in and learning about their new surroundings, they also met more of the local Aboriginal people. Mary Thomas's diary tells us,
of course, these natives did not understand English any more than we did their dialect, but they pronounced our language by repeating whatever was said to them with an accuracy that was surprising, and with a far superior accent to that of many Europeans not English, though they may have studied it for years. Afterwards, we found that we were comparatively no strangers to them, though they were to us, for they had seen and observed our landing, but kept aloof.
And on Kangaroo Island, John Brown, who was responsible for the stock, explained the problems he was facing. The men were employed the beginning of the week in digging three wells of 6 or 7 feet each in depth, but got nothing except salt water in all of them. On Wednesday, I received orders to get the stock together in readiness for departing to the mainland.